Hello, and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about a key issue facing HME providers, customers' attitudes during difficult financial and economic times. How can you continue to strengthen customer connections during those times? And here today to talk about that is repeat podcast guest, Sean Stapleton. Sean is the CEO of MedGuard Protection Plans, which provides product protection plans for HME items. Sean, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you back.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Yeah, likewise. So, okay, Sean, we've interviewed you before about product protection plans. We've done a video interview, we've done a podcast, but let's do a level set just to make sure everybody that's listening to this is on the same page. Could you tell our audience members who might not be familiar with MedGuard Protection Plans about your company and the services that it provides?
MedGuard is a subsidiary of US Medic, which has provided enterprise equipment maintenance solutions to hospital systems and laboratories for, well, over 25 years now. And US Medic has covered over $1 billion in assets, ranging from a few hundred dollars to millions and millions of dollars for imaging equipment. So we launched MedGuard to provide consumers our commercial grade equipment protection for their home medical equipment, something that we saw was lacking in the industry and wanted to be able to provide that incredibly important service to HME customers.
And I definitely recommend people in the audience, if you haven't listened to the earlier podcast with Sean, to listen to that one or check out the video interview that we did with him on the site. Either one will give you a great insight into why MedGuard pursued the HME industry. And it's really smart. At the end of the interviews, I was just kind of smack my forehead going, why hasn't anybody done this before? So, okay. I know you and your team spend a lot of time working with HME providers, and you hear about how things are going on the front lines. What are HME providers saying to you about the current customer sentiment?
Well, David, many of our providers are telling us that customers are concerned about the future. Right or wrong, a lot of the customers believe that we're headed for a financial crisis of some kind. Right. Some customers are even saying that they're putting off major purchases in order to hold on to their cash for the hard times. Mm. Right. Others are being much more thoughtful about their equipment purchases that they need to make and want to ensure that the equipment they purchase will hold up over time. So there's a lot of anxiety right now that we're hearing about in the industry, and customers are a little bit hesitant to spend their money or where they spend their money.
There you go. Well, and you mentioned right or wrong that customers feel troubled, and I think that's a really great point. In another life, I used to do a lot of weekly economic summaries, and so I got used to following the University of Michigan surveys of consumers and also the Conference Board's customer sentiment index. Both of those are showing that consumers are still feeling shaky. And when it comes to the surveys of consumers, that consumer sentiment report that they do every month, after hitting a decade low in January, that's just in January, the consumer sentiment has been climbing up and hit like 58.2 in August. But to give everybody an idea, that's more than 17% down from where we were a year ago. So it doesn't matter what your interpretation of the current economic situation might be. Consumers, just by looking at the data, still have a way to go, or might even be feeling worse before they're going to start leaving, a glowing Yelp review on the economy or whatever. So perception is everything. From our discussions, you've said that times of crisis can be a great opportunity to build stronger customer connections. That's a great way to jump into how we can turn this negative into a positive. Explain what you mean.
Well, I don't want to date either one of us, but here goes.
It's too late. It's too late. I'm fossilized.
I feel the same way, but okay. So it's going to take away the mystery that both of us are old enough to have experienced the highs and lows of our economy. Whether it was the recession, right, in the 90s that we both experienced, the dot-com bubble in 2000, the financial crisis in 07 and 08. Or the COVID crash of 2020. We both have seen it, right?
Yeah.
And those were really difficult times and had a huge impact on consumers and the companies that serve them. As we both know, many of those companies didn't survive, sadly. But shockingly, others actually grew or came out stronger on the other side of the crisis, right? And it turns out that the companies that thrived shared some common philosophies when it came to their customers.
And what are those?
Well, I'm glad you asked, right? That comes to mind, David, are three that stand out to me.
Okay. Right?
The first one, it would be companies that prospered took the time to constantly see the world from their customers' eyes, right? They sought to understand the pressures and challenges their customers were facing well beyond the issues their products or services were designed to address. These companies recognized that their customers were constantly changing their life priorities and the resulting buying behavior based on the stress and issues they're dealing with in their lives as a result of the financial crisis of that time.
Okay. And then what's the next one?
Well, they paid close attention to the emotional needs of their customers, right? A great example of this is Hyundai during the 2007 and 2008 financial crisis. Remember, that was a pretty awful time during that time, right? If you remember what happened in the auto industry, they were devastated.
Very true.
The dealers were going out of business. Manufacturers were suffering huge sales declines. And it was just it felt like Armageddon, if you remember. None of us were really sure where things were going to go, right? And it was understandable that there was some challenges. But Hyundai actually grew during this time of turmoil because they understood their customers. And they knew that many of those customers, based on the voice of the customer, based on their interactions, that these customers were afraid to make the car purchases for fear of losing their jobs, but they still needed reliable transportation. So what did Hyundai do? Well, they got together and they created something called the Hyundai Job Protection Program. If you remember that, right? It was really innovative and it's still really creative in my mind. They did this to address that fear. And if you remember, under the program, customers could actually return their Hyundai if they lost their jobs after a purchase or lease, right? So it took away that fear. They helped their customers overcome this huge sales objection. And ultimately, what they did was win the hearts and minds of their customers and made many of them Hyundai loyalists.
Well,
pretty remarkable, right? How that worked out. The interesting part, and we look back at it many, many years later, right? It turns out that less than 400 of those cars of the tens of thousands that were sold were actually returned in the end. But, right? It's a little surprising. Well, we didn't know that, right? It was a crazy time, David. And there it is. Right?
Yeah.
The world is coming to an ending for a lot of us. I had a newborn at that time. I wasn't sure what we were going to be doing.
Yeah.
But the emotional needs of their customers were met. And at the end of the day, it didn't cost them a whole lot of money, but it was a huge, huge success for them. It was a game changer, really.
Yeah, there you go. They got to where their customers were, and then they tried to think about how they could offer something that would resonate with them. That's brilliant. Okay, and you were saying there were three philosophies. What's the third?
Yeah, well, for the third one, companies that outperformed during these various financial times were really fierce advocates for their customers. They did whatever they could to help relieve the burdens of their customers where possible, right? Often this was about reducing costs or adding additional service benefits or discounts. And I'll give you a really good example. Allstate used this strategy when they announced that they'd be providing rebates to customers during the COVID crisis, right? They saw that customers needed additional money in their pocket and wanted to respond. They were able to do that, of course, because people were driving less and it reduced their claims experience. But to their credit, they shared in that additional profit back with their insureds in order to help them through the crisis. And that was admirable. And all of these types of programs are very admirable. And it's an initiative that can have a huge impact for the long-term customer loyalty, but it did have some negative impact on short-term margins for Allstate, certainly, and other organizations that chose to do the same. But at the end, it was a good choice for them.
Yeah, I mean, if the customer relationship, or in the case of HME providers, the patient relationship is the thing, thinking about the long haul is certainly what matters, because that's you want that relationship for life. Okay, so bearing all this in mind, let's get back to what you guys do. How can MedGuard protection plans help HME providers thrive in these times where customers and patients are suffering from, financial fears and financial uncertainty?
Well, as we discussed, the customer sentiment right now isn't great. And the data that you provided is actually really striking. I hadn't seen it as being as bad. So thanks for sharing that, I guess.
I am the Debbie Downer of this podcast.
No, we have to be realistic, right? We have to face our challenges head on. I always say that it's not what you want it to be. It is what it is, and we have to manage through it. But many customers are fearful about making big purchases, even when these purchases are critical for their health, things that are going to improve their way of life. So patients are putting off some of these purchases. Whether we believe these concerns are valid or otherwise, we have to acknowledge them. We have to understand the impact on patients, right? HME providers can help their customers understand that now is, in fact, the perfect time to make their purchase and to protect their equipment for up to 5 years with a MedGuard protection plan. Right. By doing this, David, they can avoid the risk of their old equipment failing and can feel more comfortable that their equipment can be covered for up to 5 years, which is well beyond the financial storm that they may fear. So we're addressing that emotional fear right there.
There you go.
And additionally, MedGuard has we've added another option under our plan. And this is really different and unique in the industry. It's an option for a vehicle towing service. Right, those do exist certainly, but not specifically designed for customers with mobility issues. There's limited options there. Historically, folks who don't have a mobility option or a plan, a towing service that's geared toward folks with disability issues, they could be stuck on the side of the road, right? If they have to have their vehicle towed. And the idea of someone being stranded because there wasn't their tow service, and traditional tow services really don't have that. They're not capable. Even the AAAs, as good an organization as they are, try to figure out how you're going to get someone who may be in a power chair or have those needs transported when they're transporting the vehicle. Yeah. The reality is that they can be stuck. And we've heard these horror stories of folks being stuck on the side of the road as watching their vehicle being towed away. And it's a frightening scenario that MedGuard wants to eliminate with this new feature and option. So we want to make sure that the customer's patients are being taken care of, adding additional features like this to be able to create that peace of mind as we're going into this. One less thing for folks to fear. And that's what we're doing at MedGuard. And that's what we're going to help our HME providers to be able to relay to their patients. This is about the peace of mind and easing their concerns, their fears, to help them get along with their lives and manage their issues accordingly, and not put off purchases as a result of the financial fears, whether they're real or otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it, right? It's the fear stems from uncertainty, and as you mentioned, and whether it's the uncertainty of how you're going to get you're a mobility patient, and how are you going to get a tow when you break down, so that you're not stranded, or the uncertainty of making a more expensive healthcare purchase at a time when things feel like they're in crisis. There's two examples where you've yanked the uncertainty out of uncertainty. Is that a good way to describe it? You're removing the uncertainty?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help our providers be able to address these concerns. Again, whether they're rational, irrational, whether it's emotional or otherwise. So, but by offering MedGuard plans, David, Not only will providers help their customers overcome their purchase concerns, but help them avoid real potential financial hits in the event of their equipment failures, right? So it's not just emotional for our products. And further, providers will help increase their profits, their retail profits upfront. As we talked about, these are profitable offerings, right? So the upfront profits from MedGuard plans for providers, but also the future service profits. As you remember, the way our program works is that the provider that sold our plans has the first opportunity to provide service if it's needed for the equipment. And they're reimbursed directly by MedGuard, not their customers. So we're not taking out of the pockets of customers. And MedGuard's paying them directly. And it's at their retail service rate. So that's a win-win. Not a pack to your customers, being able to make upfront money on the sale of this, taking care of your customers, and being able to get the service on the back end. That's huge. So MedGuard's, we're here. And we're a critical tool, an additional tool to help manage whatever financial markets our providers may see in the future.
Another tool in the box never hurts. So how do providers make offering equipment protection plans part of their sales, you know, or service process? How do we make this a regular part of doing business?
This is one of the easiest parts of the program. And every time I talk about with providers, they're like, is that it? That seems too easy. Well, sometimes it is what it is, right? But offering a protection plan is really simple. It fits naturally into the sales process now. So providers, as we all know, are already talking to patients about their needs. They're trying to understand which equipment is best suited for the patient's situation and their lifestyle. Right? When discussing the equipment features and benefits, as our providers do, we recommend letting the customers or patient know that the equipment comes with a one-year warranty from the manufacturer, but it's also eligible for up to 5 years of protection. Right? That's an important thing for them to understand and know that it's available. At that point, we recommend that the providers make the recommendation to add the protection plan to the purchase so that the customer, whatever their situation, can be managed, right? So this is something that they can have in hand to take care of any challenges that face them, right? And if this is done 100% of the time with 100% of the customers, we see attach rates of 50%, right? Whoa. If you're doing this, yeah, it's that easy. If you're doing this consistently, if you're doing this in a way that's transparent, in a way that you're really listening and trying to address the fears, the concerns, and the needs, most importantly, of your patients, this is a really successful program. It's one of the great win-win-win programs that's out there in the industry now.
Okay. So what do providers who might have been listening to this and are interested in it, what do they do to get started selling MedGuard protection plans? If I understand right, there's a website that makes it pretty easy.
There is, David. You know, I'm a big fan of easy, right? I have the easy button right on my table. Whatever we can do to make it easy for our providers to start, that's what we do. So all our providers need to do, or prospective providers need to do, is go out to our website. That's medguardplans.com. And all you need to do is fill out a few questions in our portal. And we'll be able to get you your sales material that you need for the program. We'll provide you all of the materials necessary to help you, the training necessary. And what's really important is there's no upfront costs. There's no IT integrations or other commitments. There's no gotchas here. You can look for them, but you're not going to find them. That's how easy we make it. Providers can start selling plans immediately. So we're really excited when we get new providers on, because they keep waiting for where's the hard part. Well, there isn't. We designed this to be as low friction or no friction as possible, so they can start protecting their patients, start generating additional profits right on the front end, the retail, and also be part of our service network going forward. So we really love the program, and our providers who are enrolled in the program are having great experiences with it so far.
Okay. And again, that web address?
MedGuardPlans.com. For all your home medical equipment protection needs, David.
All righty. Okay, I love it. You should do radio. Okay.
Well, I've been told I've got a face for radio, so I'm halfway there, David.
I've heard that too. Okay. All right, well, Sean, this has been terrific info. Thanks again for returning to the podcast.
It was my pleasure, David. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thanks again to Sean of MedGuard Protection Plans for being on the podcast. Again, if you want to find out more, visit MedGuardPlans.com. Now, before I sign off, if you like today's episode, please take a quick second to rate and review this episode. Also, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. Also, if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out HME-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. It's under the subscribe button. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well, which you can even get as a digital flip book if you prefer to save a tree and have a way more interactive experience. I actually prefer it myself. Again, that's HME-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on all the services, and I'm at Post-Acute News on Twitter. Last, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via email. That address is D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics such as retail HME and customer relationships. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.